Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about clearing our clutter by doing something different. Would you like to learn how to create new possibilities? Are you curious how doing something different can clear your clutter? Do you want to learn fun ways to get out of your routine? Let's continue our month focusing on 10-minute decluttering tips. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by my class. One of our assignments was to do stuff differently every day for a month. And we also had to sit in a different chair each class for the entire year, which is in the class I take with my mentors 10 months long. And I had to chuckle because I tend to sit on the purple couch, one, because I like purple, and two, because it's super comfortable. And I'm kind of known for always wanting to sit on the couch. However, I did my homework and I sat in a different seat every month. I even went completely crazy and tried out the most uncomfortable chair in my view. Today's episode was also inspired by my dear, dear, dear friend, Cottie. I was really fortunate. She came out from Los Angeles to visit me, and she was telling me how doing things differently helps our aging brain. This is something that's not going to take a lot of time, and it is still working on your overall goal of clearing clutter. How does doing something differently help you clear your clutter? If you've listened to the podcast regularly, I talk a lot about awareness and action. Many times we are on autopilot, and so we aren't aware of what we're doing, feeling, seeing, believing. One way to become more aware and get off the autopilot is by doing things differently. We tend to create clutter and remain stagnant when we are doing the same old things. We can still do routines, which can support us in clearing clutter, but we can shake them up and still get benefit. We clear mental clutter because trying something new changes our perspectives and the way we view things. When we begin to see things differently, we notice things, and this opens us up to new possibilities and new opportunities. Prior to doing the podcast, I had an international internet TV show, Reawaken Your Brilliance. I ended up taking that as my business name. I would have never thought that I could do that. I still consider myself somewhat shy. I'm pretty shy still, but I was willing to try something new. I was willing to put myself in front of the camera. And that experience allowed me to do the podcast. If you would have said to me 6 years ago, I would have said, no way. The show and the podcast have opened me up to a bunch of new, really wonderful opportunities. And it reminds me to get out of my comfort zone. We can clear emotional clutter because we can clear out fear. We go for it and we get out of our boxes and our comfort zone and we see it wasn't so scary after all. I used to be deathly afraid of public speaking, and I think it's still up there as far as things that people are afraid of. I'll never forget I went to my first networking event and had to talk for 30 seconds. I remember saying my name and business and drew a blank. I was really fortunate. It was a really wonderfully supportive group of women, and I was able to get through that 30 seconds. I now get paid to speak. What else is possible? We can clear relationship clutter by bringing excitement and joy when we try new things by ourselves or as a couple. We can clear physical clutter when we try new things for our bodies because that can give us energy and motivate us to let go of things. We can clear our health clutter by trying new routines and exercises and new foods. When we aren't challenged, we tend to get bored and lose motivation. We can clear spiritual clutter because the more we do things differently and try new things, we open ourselves up and can be open to new opportunities, open to receiving changes, and thriving with new experiences. Clutter is stuck, stagnant energy. When we don't try new things, we tend to get in, stay put in our comfort zones, become complacent, and take the easy way. We become resistant to change, and we equate familiarity with safety. Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire. There are other benefits when you do things in a new way. Research has found that you can make your brain think time is going slowly by doing new things. Doing new things makes us feel good. Some say it can help with success. It also reinvigorates neurotransmitters in our brain and muscles in our body when they are used and put to use. We tend to feel better when we try new things. On to the fun stuff. What can you do differently? What would you like to try? Make it fun. Make a game out of it. Try a new route to work or to the grocery store. Or you could try the train, carpool, Lyft, or bus if you drive. Strike up a conversation with someone you never would talk to. Use your non-dominant hand for the day. Take a course. Read a book, listen to a podcast, and something you have always wanted to but never made the time for. Or try something that sounds totally not like you. I would try welding after watching the show Forged with Fire with my husband. If you are in a physical class, sit in a different seat each class. Have an adventure bite. This is what I tell my nieces and nephew. Try a new food. Either go out to eat or make it at home. What new exercise can you try? Yoga or stretching? Tai Chi? A kickboxing class? Something at 5 a.m.? CrossFit? What artistic endeavor could you pursue? Would you like to paint? Photography? Write? Dance? Sing? Volunteer somewhere new. Travel somewhere you have always wanted to. Or explore your backyard. When Cotty came to visit, we did a lot of fun things in Raleigh I had never done. It was really great to get out and see my own city. Learn a new language. Check out Meetup. Here in Raleigh, Meetup is super popular. I actually met my husband at a Meetup bowling event. Meetups are created by different people who have different interests. You can usually find a group of like-minded people. Or, if you want to try something completely new, they're usually a good place to check it out. I also found this cool website that might inspire you. www.dodifferentdaily.com. That's dodifferentdaily.com. Take actions from today's podcast. Try something new or do something differently in any way, shape, or form that you are willing to go for it. Notice the benefits of doing things differently. What clutter did it help you clear? Schedule time to try new things and do things differently on a regular basis. Mark it on your calendar. On our next episode, we are talking about the present of being present. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.